question about the timing of the legal process will arise here as well, because the clock is actually starting to tick down towards the budgetary session and then the period when the Victorian Parliament will be dissolved to expedite elections in November. I would imagine that if the rate or the pace at which the Jeff Shaw matters were dealt with in the Magistrates Court in Melbourne are any guide, it may be some time before we know one way or the other whether Mr. Crisper is in legal trouble, and if he is, whether the Napthine government is in constitutional trouble.
Of course, we don't want to go into the guilt or innocence of Peter Crisp himself, but the opposition this morning seems to be taking this one up, Nick, talking about what the government knew and when, because as we heard, these charges were laid a few weeks ago and they're only coming to light now. So they are now saying, and I've got a quote from Deputy Opposition Leader James Molinos, he said the government was trying to keep the charges quiet, and he says, what Victorians would want to see today is Dennis Napthine coming out and revealing what he knew when he knew it. Is that a good sort of form of attack from the opposition there?
Well, we expect oppositions to oppose and we expect oppositions to attack, and the Napthine government has been particularly vulnerable on matters like this because of the Jeff Shaw incident. All we can really do is talk about the political consequences for a government where apparently a second matter of the possibility of a member of parliament losing their seat, losing their position because of the prospect of being convicted of a charge that has a prison sentence of 5 years or more renders such a person unable to hold a seat in the Victorian Parliament under the terms of the Victorian Constitution. So this that's a potential controversy. The other one, of course, is if that was to occur, what would be the consequences for the Legislative Assembly, where the numbers are on a knife edge? And then there's the third political matter of the fact that the coalition government has been finding it difficult to manage these matters in the public debate. The public may perceive that this is another instance of a crisis that's occurring within the government, making it difficult for the government to actually govern at a time when there are pressing issues on the policy agenda in state politics. And that may contribute to the general sense that the opinion polls are picking up that the voters are dissatisfied with the government. So it's all really, really difficult for Dr. Napthine. The opposition quite rightly senses that there's a vulnerability there, and it's out to pressure the government on that. I don't think that we're going to have a constitutional crisis. As I said before, I think that it'll take some time for these matters to be resolved, and by then, presumably, the budgetary process for this year would be finished. The government could then shut down the parliament, and even if Mr. Crisp was convicted and he was forced to relinquish his seat, if indeed the charges that he's been charged with carry a five-year term, the power to determine when a by-election would be held would be in the hands of the Speaker, and of course the Speaker is a Liberal Speaker, and the Speaker could quite justifiably delay a by-election because that's the precedent that's been set before by Labor. You know, we're getting down to the August-September period where the Parliament will be dissolved anyway ahead of elections which are due in November.